Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Basics of SQL for Data Querying. This lesson is part of Module 3, Core Skills, Tools and Techniques for BI in the Business Intelligence Essentials for Decision Makers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of SQL, the basic structure and commands used in queries, and practical examples of data retrieval. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to write simple SQL queries to extract data from databases, enhancing your decision-making capabilities. Main content. What is SQL? SQL, or Structured Query Language, is a standardized programming language used to manage and manipulate relational databases. It is the primary means by which users interact with databases, allowing them to create, read, update, and delete data. SQL is essential for anyone involved in business intelligence, as it enables you to access and analyze the data that informs your decisions. SQL operates on the principle of defining data structures, manipulating data, and querying data efficiently. Its versatility makes it applicable across various industries, including finance, marketing, and operations. Understanding SQL can significantly impact your ability to extract insights from data, making it a key skill for decision makers. Basic query structure and commands. At the heart of SQL is the ability to perform queries, which are requests for data from a database. A basic SQL query follows a standard structure. Select. This command specifies the columns you want to retrieve. You can select one or multiple columns. From. This command indicates the table from which the data will be extracted. Where. This optional clause filters the results based on specific conditions. If included, only rows meeting the condition will be returned. For example, if you wanted to retrieve the names of customers from a table named Customers, your SQL query would look like this. If you wanted to filter this query to show only customers from a specific city, you would modify it to include a where clause. These commands form the foundation of data querying in SQL. Practical examples of data retrieval to solidify your understanding. Let's consider a couple of practical examples relevant to the no-name company context. Retrieving product information. Imagine you want to check the available products in your inventory. You might have a table called products with columns like product ID, product name, and stock quantity. Your SQL query could look like this. This query retrieves all product names along with their stock quantities, helping you assess inventory levels quickly. Finding customer orders. Now, suppose you want to find out which customers have placed orders over a certain amount. You might have a table called orders with columns like customer ID, order amount, and order date. To find customers who placed orders greater than $100, your SQL query would be, this query will return a list of customer IDs who have made significant purchases, allowing you to target them for promotions or follow-ups. Aggregating data for insights. Another useful SQL command is the aggregation function, which allows you to summarize data. For example, if you want to know the total sales made, you could use the following query. This query calculates the total sales amount from all orders, providing a quick insight into your overall sales performance. These examples demonstrate how SQL can be utilized to retrieve essential business data, enabling informed decisions based on actual performance metrics. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the basics of SQL, including its definition, the structure of basic queries, and practical examples of how to retrieve data relevant to your business context. By mastering these SQL fundamentals, you are now equipped to write simple SQL queries that will enhance your ability to extract and analyze data effectively. This skill will prove invaluable as you continue your journey in the Business Intelligence Essentials for Decision Makers course. Reflection questions. How can you apply SQL queries to enhance data-driven decision-making in your work? What types of data would you most frequently need to retrieve from your database, and how would you structure your queries? Reflect on your understanding of SQL. What concepts do you feel confident about, and which areas would you like to explore further?